You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Sam, joined by Trinity University junior guard Ann Wade Lake. And Ann, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And you're heading into your junior season after a sophomore campaign, which this team posted a 14-13 record, 9-7 in SCAC play. But as I mentioned with Coach, you guys closed the year out so strong, 11-4 over your last 15 games. Just talk about what this group learned over the course of last season.
I think we learned a lot. We obviously didn't start off as strong as we would have liked, but I always think it's better to end on a good note than to start off well and fizzle out throughout the rest of the year. So I think we can take confidence from finishing strong and hopefully build on that throughout this season.
A young roster this season, Ann, with no seniors. As a junior and the old, one of the oldest on the team, how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on this Trinity basketball team?
Well, it's obviously not ideal probably to not have any seniors, but for me it's given me a great opportunity to step up and be the leader that I've hoped to be every year that I've been here at Trinity. And it's also kind of opened up the position for younger girls to step up and take roles as leaders on the court as well.
Last season, Ann, as a sophomore, you averaged 6.3 points and 4.3 rebounds per contest. Just talk about what you've done individually over the course of the offseason, in the summer, and in preseason to get prepared and better yourself as a basketball player.
This summer, I focused a lot more on basketball-specific training and worked on quickness and agility-type workouts instead of just conditioning in general, and I just hope that that'll lead to more steals on defense and better physical shape to get rebounds and then obviously just shooting to always improve my shot, and hopefully that'll pay off this year.
You know, Ann, as I talked to head coach Amy Bradley before we came on, one of the things she said was one of her biggest surprises going into this season was your preparation going into the year and her feeling as though you're really ready to really come onto the scene and be a huge leader on this team. What kind of confidence does that give you hearing that from your head coach moving into your junior year?
It gives me tons of confidence. I always tried to gain the respect of my coach and my other coaches and my teammates through just hard work and effort, even if I may not be producing in stats or in other terms on the court. But my goal is always just to work hard, and I tried to work especially hard this summer just so that could be continued throughout the season.
You know, Ann, you were, even though you're an upperclassman now, last season you were a part of a core of young, talented group that got a lot of minutes last season. And as I already said, the team really showed improvement over that last half of the year. Talk about what all that experience that this year's sophomore class and your junior class got over the course of last season, how much that will help your talented group of classes moving into this year.
Just the playing time and experience on the court is always a plus, for especially for young girls, just to allow them to become more comfortable on the court. And I feel like our sophomore class probably feels like juniors and seniors just because of the experience that they had last year. And I hope that'll translate into composure on the court and just pay off greatly through their experience last year.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Sam, joined by junior guard Ann Wade Lake of Trinity University. And Ann, last season you guys were the top team in the league in terms of steals. You averaged 12.4 per game. Talk about this team's ability to create pressure on the ball, force steals, and turn that defense into offensive possessions for the Tigers.
Our defense pressure has definitely been a focus in practice in the preseason and something that we plan to enforce significantly throughout the season. We want to be a fast-paced team because we're not real big, but we can control how hard we hustle, and steals come from hustle plays. So we hope that'll pay off.
We talked about some of Coach's biggest surprises as you guys get prepared and go through preseason camp. You, as one of the leaders on this team, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from this group as you guys go through preseason and get prepared for another year?
Well, as Coach mentioned, I've also been impressed with our freshman class, just the shape that they came into the season, and their confidence and their leadership skills, even as freshmen, has shown greatly.
You know, the SCAC obviously is one of the more challenging women's basketball conferences in Division III. There's no question that this year will be just as challenging as ever. But it also has the feel of it being sort of a little bit more wide open, with everybody having the feel that they have a chance to be the ones cutting down the nets at the end of the season. That all being said, the competitiveness of this conference, what's the biggest challenge you face as a student athlete in the SCAC?
I think just staying focused on each and every game. I don't think we can overlook any team, but we need to enter each game with the intent to win and to play hard in order to do so.
And finally, going into your junior season, Ann, what are some of the goals that you have for this 2011-12 Trinity Tigers basketball team?
Well, as Coach said, I hope we're in the championship game, and I still plan to win the conference. So I hope that our girls are focused on that goal as well, and we know we've got a lot of work to get there, and but we're ready to put in the work to do it.
A native of Floyd, Texas, Trinity University junior guard Ann Wade Lake. Again, the Tigers open up their 2011-12 campaign November 18th against Chapman. Ann, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout your junior season.
Thank you.